This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden will now be called the National Laboratory of the Rockies. The U.S. Department of Energy announced the name change today. The announcement said the new name would reflect the Trump administration's broader visions for the lab's applied energy research. Almost 60% more immigration enforcement flights have already departed Colorado in 2025 than in 2024, a new national report found. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In Colorado, the flights leaving here were purely domestic departures to places like Phoenix, Las Vegas, Louisiana, and Texas. But those cities were staging areas for deportation destinations in Central America, Cuba, and Africa. Many of the detainees in Aurora's Immigration Detention Center are going through what researchers call the domestic shuffle. That means they move from one detention center to another, often to a place where their counsel isn't local and they have no family. Lawyers say that takes a toll, and they're increasingly filing emergency motions to keep their clients in Colorado so they can get due process. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Around 50 vehicles crashed in two large pileups Sunday in western Colorado. Colorado State Patrol says the crashes near Gypsum and Glenwood Springs closed the roads for several hours. Sergeant Ivan Alvarado says winter drivers need to be prepared for slick roads and maintain their cars.
Just because it's running, it doesn't mean that it's good enough. It has to have good tires, good brakes, and the tires need to be all-season tires or snow-rated tires, and they have to have good tread.
This is CPR News.